Hence, in conclusion, our overall SSI rate was 4.9%, which was at the lower end of the range reported in the surgical literature. Most of our SSI cases were effectively treated with oral antibiotics, which means that most of them are mild and not hugely clinically significant. Our results show that we should be that when consenting patients for complex reconstructive and oculoplastic procedures, we should be counseling patients about the higher risk of SSIs compared to standard breast procedures. Also, we should be avoiding multiple ipsilateral procedures in patients, and this would emphasize the point that we should try to reduce our margin re-excision rates and also carry out axillary procedures at a different session. BMI is already an established risk factor, and I know that a lot of units have already are taking this into account when considering patients for complex procedures. Finally, this is the first study to show that preoperative nasal swab results is a significant risk factor for surgical site infection. As a result of this study, the hospital policy now includes mandatory chlorhexidine nasal and skin decontamination before proceeding to surgery. I hope that these results will be able to help improve our service to our breast cancer patients, and I will